Mr. Speaker, 1555-030 and 040, publication without identification and publication of false statement, are defined in existing statutes as corrupt practices.
Representative Barnes.
Could we have a brief
House Police Entities.
Mr.
Will the House please come back to order? Representative Brown.
Could we have a very short at ease? I wanted to address a question to you and I didn't have a chance.
House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. The House, please come back to order. Question for the House is the adoption of Free Conference Committee Report and House Bill 3. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Hayes, Representative Schaefer, Representative Moss, Representative Rogers, Representative Osterbach. Are there other members? Clerk may take the final roll.
16 yeas, 19 nays.
The Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 3 has not been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Do you want to go on to another controversial bill? Mr. Speaker, we do have in our packets a bill that I'm sure is going to have certain tremendous impact on state policy. It's House Bill number 636. Has been amended by the other body. I've checked with the sponsors of this bill, and they assure me that the changes made by the other body are changes that enhance the bill and make it suitable for our favorable consideration. So at this time, I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill number 636, amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 636, amended by the Senate, and I ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 636, amended Senate by the Resources Committee, an act relating to flags for divers.
Question for the House is the adoption of the Senate amendments to House Bill number 636. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the roll.
32 yeas, 3 nays.
The House has adopted the Senate amendments to House Bill 636. Are there other items unfinished business to come before the House? Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, last week the House passed House Bill 904, which dealt with transferring the auditing of royalty and net profits payments from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Revenue. There was a Finance Committee letter of intent, and I neglected at that time to move that the House adopt that intent. The letter appears on page 1030 of the Journal. So at this time, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the finance letter of intent.
What's the House Bill 904?
House Bill 904, the letter is on page 1030 of the Journal.
The question for the body is a motion to adopt the finance committee letter of intent for House Bill 904. It's on page 1030 of your Journal. House, please stand at ease. Question for the House is the motion to adopt the Finance Committee's letter of intent on House Bill 904, appearing on page 1030 of the Journal. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
34 yeas, 1 nay.
House adopt the Finance Committee letter of intent on House Bill 904. Other items unfinished business. Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Bettesworth.
Mr. Speaker, could we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Representative Bettesworth.
Now, over in Gallery A, I see a young lady and a friend who's been quite active in the Alaska League of Women Voters, Arlene Klein.
You aren't offering yours. Representative Cotton.
Under committee announcements.
Representative Cotton.
Yeah, Rules Committee will meet at 1:30 on House Bill 556. In the Speaker's office.
Could you give us the title of the bill?
That's the operating budget.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary meet at 3 this afternoon on Human Rights Commission legislation. And tonight, the Free Conference Committee on House Bill 75, the Freedom of Information Bill, will meet 6 to 8 p.m. in House Judiciary, have a teleconference.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, House Commerce will meet, I thought I had a meeting set for tonight. Yes, I do. At 7 o'clock tonight to continue our discussions of the compromise suggestions regarding sunset or non-sunset of the Alaska Transportation Commission. And then tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we will continue our discussion, committee discussion of Senate Bill 509, establishing a telecommunications division.
Representative Bettesworth.
Yes, I'd like to announce the Interior Caucus will meet in room 124 immediately on adjournment, and I would invite any of those Fairbanksons in the galleries to join us if they have time.
Representative Buckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This afternoon, 1:30, House S will work on House Bill 125, Youth Centers, and House Bill 637, Purchase of Services for the State.
Representative Parker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CRA will meet at 8:30 tomorrow morning and take up House Bill 9, Tax on the Developed Land in the Unorganized Borough.
Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resource will meet today at 3 o'clock. Be taking up committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 630, taking a sale of fish without a permit, and House Bill 665, late applications for limited entry permits, House Bill 1015, creating a recovery entry permit.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Free Commerce Committee on House Bill 60 will meet this evening at 9 p.m. in Senate Finance.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, Finance Committee will meet at 1:30. Under consideration, House Bill 758 regarding power production cost assistance to electric utilities. Senate Bill 140 and 222, fish pack financing. Senate Bill 438, exemption from regulation, sale, exchange, energy gifts, and House Concurrent Resolution 45, senior citizens tax exemption.
Representative Miller. House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, at 2 o'clock instead of 1:30, repeat 2 o'clock, State Affairs will meet on House Bill 1018, Powers and Responsibilities of the Department of Public Safety regarding vehicle registration.
Representative Miles.
Mr. Speaker, House Resources will reconvene tonight at 7 o'clock on House Bill 557, the five-year-old and gas leasing plan. And then changing the schedule for tomorrow, we have lands markup scheduled for tomorrow. We're going to delay that, and we'll have hopefully final markup of the coal leasing bill and the unitization bill.
Further announcements. Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, there's a Republican luncheon today in the Capitol Room of the Baranoff, and the speaker is Senator Dankworth.
Further announcements. Special orders. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. House adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.